CliffCentral.com.
All right, okay, so speaking of relationships, a new study has found that women are happier with less attractive men.
Damn right they are.
Read richer men.
Preach.
Yeah. A Florida State University study has found that marriages and relationships, heterosexual ones, presumably, are more likely to be successful if the woman is more attractive
than
the man.
No,
I've been saying it.
113.
That makes perfect sense.
My market right there.
Okay, why do you guys say it makes sense? I want to hear if you figured out why, because the study has its own conclusion as to why.
Tell
this
us
is.
The study first, then we'll just make it sound like we knew.
No, yeah. I want to hear why you think that is.
I would think it's like a bit of a confidence boost. Like, I am the shit.
Yeah, I'm the hot one.
And he's got to
impress me.
And also, it's like they
also,
stepped
if you're
up.
Just fantastic at sex, then it really doesn't make that much of a difference. Once your foot's in the door, you're good. If you're fat and hairy,
that is graphic.
That how things go for you?
I've been reading the foot doesn't go in, but that's advanced news.
Please.
I'll talk to you off air about that.
Please don't let the
foot
go in.
No, but seriously, like, you will always be the good looking one. You don't have to feel threatened or inferior or worry that, like, you know, women that are better looking than you are scoping me out, because they're not. I'm right here with you.
Okay, all right, good. That's a pretty good theory. So 113 newly married couples with the average age being in the late 20s were rated on their attractiveness by evaluators from Southern Methodist University and Florida State University. They found that if a man is less attractive than his wife, he is likely to make more of an effort to please her, whether it be with gifts, doing chores, working on his appearance, trying harder in the bedroom.
He has to work it.
This, in turn, keeps the woman happy, thus making the relationship more sustainable.
That's why in a 2015 survey, it was clearly revealed that women who date fat guys do far happier at their lives.
Yes. Oh, really? Yeah. Who was the survey conducted by?
Laws and Friends.
Thank you.
Okay. 100%
and
of women.
Stalin consultants.
Stalin social consultants. Yeah. 100% of women interviewed agreed.
The husbands seem to be basically more committed, more invested in pleasing their wife when they felt that they were getting a pretty good deal. Okay. Now, on the other hand, when
I'm so suspicious. You say on the other hand, I'm so suspicious when I see like a really, really ugly, but an ugly guy. I'm not saying a below average guy, or a guy who's just uglier than his girlfriend, but I'm always very suspicious if she's super hot and he's just like a monster.
Yeah,
that's not what we're talking
Maybe
about.
Maybe he tells fantastic jokes.
No.
Good in the
same
sack.
It's the same way as you get suspicious when you see a really good-looking guy, like a superbly good-looking guy and a very
unattractive girl.
Yeah. Dumpy woman.
Maybe people just love each other.
No, they don't.
No. Yeah, Jesus.
No such
it's thing. Crush Gordon's
No, but of course, it's not the case, though. I mean, how often do you see this? You don't suddenly go, I'm so tired of these good-looking people. I'm going to go find a frumper.
I have shagged some good-looking women in my life, and I'm proud to say that I'm not good-looking or rich. So I'm, you know, for the homies.
Okay, good. All right.
For the cause.
Take your claim.
But in a 2015 survey.
Yeah, 100% of them thought it was excellent.
Is that like 5 people survey?
No, it wasn't that broad. I mean, we had limited resources, but we did our best.
So on the other hand, when evaluators rated the men more desirable, they found that the pressure that women feel to keep up with a good-looking man had negative impact on the relationships. To make up for them feeling inferior in terms of looks, the study found that they try all sorts of ridiculous diets, they do excessive exercise, they have major insecurity problems, and then that in turn just results in both of them being unhappy in the relationship.
Well, here's the thing. If a guy is really good-looking, he's going to try and nail every girl he sees.
Lot of girls are going to try and nail the guy.
Yeah, he probably doesn't really need to try much. He's going to have women throwing themselves at him.
But
every time
that's
he steps out the
that's
door.
Going to have the effect of making the woman in the relationship feel very uncomfortable.
Insecure.
You just said.
Yeah.
If it's a good-looking girl and she's being satisfied, in other words, The guy is totally absorbed with her and into her and looking after her and paying attention to her. She's not going to want to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's the difference between men and women in a nutshell.
And he knows he's batting out of his league.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be like, shit, I'm onto a really good thing here.
Yeah. And I really
probably
need
try not to screw it up.
Yeah, I need to bring my A game every time to make sure that I don't lose
it. Precisely.
Hmm. Yeah, see, it's our 5-year anniversary in April, and my big gift to Daniel is to let myself go completely.
I don't understand how that's a gift for her. How is that a gift
he's
for
trying
her?
To be being sarcastic. He thinks he's the good-looking one. I was going to say,
Ben actually might double the number of people in my survey because you actually do have a far better-looking girlfriend than you,
far
all things
better.
Being relative.
Yes. You could have just said better, good.
I mean, to be fair, she's far better-looking than just about everybody, but she's a lot better-looking than
did
you.
Did any of you hear how he tried to sneak himself in as the better-looking one in the two of them?
And no one was having it here. Like,
yeah,
really?
what's her gift
like
to you?
Quasimodo and Esmeralda.
Stevie Wonder would also agree with us, bro. I'm joking, Ben.
Yeah, no.
Amanda, you also want to kick in while you can.
My gift to you is me. Well, what's her gift to you, dude? CliffCentral.com.